Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't want to miss a second of our time with our good friend Steve Forbes, chairman and chief and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, the author of a number of books, including How Capitalism Will Save Us, former presidential candidate, which makes him eminently qualified to talk about this next topic. Steve, thanks again for hanging out with us. Let's talk about presidential politics. How's the economy setting up for the contest on November 6th right now?
If you're in the White House, not so good. The economy continues to move ahead, but at a very sluggish pace. The second quarter numbers that I guess we get Friday are not going to burn the barn down, so to speak. And we've got a lot of clouds hanging over. I think we'll, you know, barring a blow-up in the Middle East, which is a very real possibility, barring Europe imploding, which is a very real possibility, the economy should go ahead at a slow pace. I always compare it to the car on the superhighway. We'll go about 30 miles an hour when we should be going 60, 70, 80 mm-hmm. miles an hour.
Yeah, and unemployment continues to be dogging the economy, cyclical and structural. Only Steve, the farther we go in this situation, the cyclical becomes the structural, doesn't it?
Yes, and that's why everyone sort of understands now the unemployment rate doesn't tell the real picture anymore. If you look at labor force participation rates, we have the same number of people in the labor force we had 4 years ago. We have officially 11% unemployment.
Right. Right.
We had the same 10 years ago, it would be 13 or 14%.
Everyone knows this
is not good.
Is Obama missing opportunities? Is President Obama missing opportunities to help himself with the economy?
Hugely. One of the things that would get no controversy outside of the economics profession would be a stable dollar. And how in the world are you going to help an economy by subsidizing government debt with low interest rates, mm-hmm. Artificially low interest rates? You punish savers. You are punishing capital creation. It's nice to have on paper low rates, but try to get it if you're in business and you're not a large company. So it's distorting the capital markets. And every time that kind of thing, you do that, it doesn't work. You know, it's like trying to change the number of minutes in an hour, hope to stimulate the economy.
Well, one of the things that I saw that in my opinion did more to tip his hand about where he is on the economy was when he refused to sign the pipeline bill into effect, the Keystone Pipeline bill. I mean, that would have created a lot of jobs, that would have gotten him a lot of good PR, but he really stuck to his ideological environmental guns, didn't he, on that?
He did, and it wasn't because he was a weak man bowing to pressure. He's the one who did not want to do it.
Yeah.
He's the one who's trying to find an excuse not to do it.
I think so, too. Now let's turn to... He revealed
his true colors, and so to speak, his true beliefs the other day, Jim, when he came out with that thing on... Don't think you create businesses.
If you own a business, you didn't build that. Do you think that's what he really meant?
Yes. Huh. They're trying to spin it that, we need cooperation.
Well,
but if you read the thing, you get exactly what he's
every
saying.
Small business knows that that's a ridiculous statement. If he actually meant it that way, and if he didn't just mean the roads and bridges, if he said that, if that's what he actually meant, then every small business knows that that's a ridiculous statement, and he'll be held accountable for that. Steve, I want to turn to Romney. One of the things I've got a problem with Romney on right now, he doesn't seem to be telling America about his grand vision. President Obama doesn't have a grand vision for America, and I think that's what Americans are hungry for right now. Somebody who appeals to the better angels of our nature and talks to us about being an American and the pride of America. Is Romney missing an opportunity?
Yes, and that puts even greater weight, so to speak, on his acceptance speech at the convention. when literally tens of millions of people will want to are going to be looking to see what is he offering? Who is this man? Is he somebody we can take a chance on? And so he's got to get beyond. We all know the indictment of this administration. He's very good at telling us what's wrong, but he's got to do more in terms of painting his alternative vision.
That's small ball, isn't it?
Yeah, he's got to paint the Reaganist vision.
Yeah, I agree with that. Is he, now you've had to go through this, is he stalling on the tax returns, or has he done what he's supposed to do, and the other side is just using politics with this?
Well, the other side is obviously using politics because they want to portray him as this heartless, cold, conniving, job-destroying it's a monster, because they know they can't win on their own record.
Right.
So they got to try to say, well, we're bad, but the other
guys. Does he need to
worse.
Release more records? Is he behind in releasing his tax returns?
Well, what I don't really understand, Jim, he's been running for this office for 5 or 6 years.
Right.
You know, he ran in 2008.
Right.
So we had to do prep a couple of years before that. So he knew, and he's got smart people around him, experienced people, who know that when you do this thing, you're going to be under intense pressure to release your return.
This should have already been done, shouldn't it?
Should have already been done. Or a summary of it, or you'll do something where you put it out there. It's a three-week story, 7 days, 10 days story, and then it's done.
Yeah.
Then you focus back on what is your agenda.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are less concerned with your tax returns than they may not.
This does not need to be. It did not need to be a big story. Steve, we got to wrap it up quickly. Who's going to be the VP nominee for Romney?
Well, it should be you, but. I still think it's down to. These things change, but he...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.